Now let's look at all the things we can accomplish with our puppies during their first 4 months. We focus on four broad areas in transformational puppy rearing: brain and body development, critical introductions, and teaching early manners. Let's start with the 8 important aspects of brain development. We'll go through each of these one at a time. Our first job is filial imprinting. Imprinting in general is a key component of the Abbott Dog Transformational Puppy Rearing Program. So what is it exactly? Well, imprinting is phase-sensitive learning. That's learning that takes place only at a certain age or period in an animal's life. This type of learning happens very quickly and doesn't require positive outcomes to make it permanent. If you think back to Module 2, imprinting causes more synapses to be created in important parts of the brain. We imprint puppies on many things, but the most important is filial imprinting. Filial imprinting happens when pups become attached to their mother and litter mates. Unlike some species, dogs aren't born knowing how to be dogs. They must learn first that they are dogs, and then that dogs have a unique way of communicating and interacting with other dogs. This learning occurs during a pup's interactions with its mother, like this wonderful boxer, its litter mates, and other good dogs that it meets early in its life. Next, we want to enable the puppy to bond or form close social relationships with those that are in its pack. Who or what a puppy should bond to depends upon where it will live and what it will do as an adult. However, all puppies' packs should include people, young and old, men and women, big and little, heck, even Republican and Democrats. A wide variety of introductions is important to young pups. Interestingly enough, dogs are one of the few species that bond more closely to people than to other dogs. We need to take advantage of this early in a dog's life, though, through well-planned handling and introductions. Puppies also do best if their pack includes other dogs, particularly dogs of different ages, breeds, sizes, and colors. However, how many and which dogs might vary by the dog's future lifestyle. Who else is in your dog's pack? Well, other pack members might include cats, horses, chickens, rabbits, and more. Well, maybe not bears, but you never know. Think about your dog's lifestyle and make a list of the animals that your next dog should bond with early on. Next, we want to develop each puppy's intelligence, the ability to acquire and apply knowledge and skills, the ability to learn and solve problems to the best of its individual ability. In addition to intelligence, we want puppies to understand our cues. Cues are the words or gestures that people use to ask dogs to respond. We want to make every puppy trainable, able and willing to learn and respond to cues from a person. How willing the dog ends up being may vary by breed and individual, but all dogs should be trainable to some degree, and this begins in puppyhood. We also want to work on the puppy's body, thus developing proprioception. Proprioception is the dog's ability to sense where its body is in space, how it's oriented, and how to move its body as a whole as well as each part. In this goal, we want to end up with a puppy that knows how and can use its body well, but also understands 3 key things: falling, climbing, and jumping. We want to develop the puppy's confidence, the feeling of trust in people, other dogs, its environment, and to varying degrees, its own abilities, qualities, and judgment. We want to develop the puppy's problem-solving abilities so they can solve their own problems and won't be passive learners in the future. But we also want to guide them to solve the right problems. Puppies learn best what they learn first, so we want to let them solve safe problems like getting through the dog door, and we want to take steps to avoid allowing them to solve problems that might put them in danger or become lifelong bad habits like climbing out of their pen. And finally, we want puppies to learn to learn, so they can put together their intelligence, confidence, trainability, and problem-solving abilities to learn nearly anything with confidence, even riding skateboards. In addition to growing puppy brains, we focus our development plan on building strong bodies from the start. This includes effective stress management systems, so puppies can handle the stressors they will face in the future. We also want to ensure we are doing all we can to boost their immune system, musculoskeletal systems, and overall health, We can't avoid all health issues in our dogs, but we can strive to give them the best start possible. During puppyhood, we want to introduce puppies to many things such as people, places, sights, sounds, scents, other dogs, and perhaps the work that they'll do in the future so they can understand the world they're going to live in. And finally, we want to teach manners to our puppies. Manners are easily taught if they're introduced when puppies are mentally and physically ready to learn them. For example, we can start housebreaking puppies at 3 weeks, but we can't teach them to follow until 6 weeks. So transformational puppy rearing introduces puppies to each of these behaviors when they're ready and able to learn them. However, as I said earlier, puppies learn best what they learn first. So if we put off teaching manners because our pups are so little or so cute, we're setting them up for a difficult and confusing time when they're older. Dogs don't understand that if biting or barking was okay in puppyhood, why do they get punished for it once they grow up? It's much fairer and easier on everyone to gently introduce dogs to our expectations early in their lives. Don't worry, there'll still be plenty to teach them as they grow up, but at least you've set your dog up to succeed rather than fail. So there you have it, the Avadog Transformational Puppy Rearing Goals. Look at all the things we can do with our puppies before they're 16 weeks old. In doing so, we'll set them up for a lifetime of success.